Throat's a little scratchy, but I feel like I was talking really loudly last night.
Now we are recording. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about stuff and we're going to put it out for people on the level 13. So, okay. So go ahead and start recording then.
No, I'm recording now. Literally.
3, 2, 1. Okay. And now we're recording. Hi, level 13. Welcome to a lazy day here aboard the new Staten Dom. I'm gonna go with the captain on that one because I noticed
it's a beautiful day out here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Caribbean Ocean. I can't do an accent.
I'm your captain, Noel O'Driscoll. It seems like a really nice day here at sea.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so
the depth of the water is 4,000 meters, about.
And now let's talk
30,000 feet. I don't know.
And here's your cruise. It's kind of weird because it's like they're just passing the microphone.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they sitting in the same room? Is she like, she going up to the, oh, by the way, the captain's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it comes into the room.
Perch or what? Oh, no, yeah, no. The bridge
yeah.
is right there. It's right above us.
You're on the in the front of the ship.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, so welcome to the third cruise report.
This will probably be our last one.
Tomorrow we are at Half Moon Cay, which is the private island that's owned by the Carnival Corporation, but we will be taking it over tomorrow. From what I can see online, it's all the same facilities, but the ship provides the food. So the Holland America food situation at the Half Moon Cay is much better than the Carnival food situation.
Are you saying that Carnival food is not as good? Carnival's food is not as good as Holland America, or
that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying the island is used by both Carnival and Holland America, but Holland
Seaborne.
Well, you know what though? They said that. Maybe they don't land at the same time because what they said is, and maybe this is for all, they said, we get off, we take food, we serve you guys lunch.
Yeah.
But they didn't say, oh, we serve Carnival folks lunch as well.
I'm trying to draw a comparison between this and let's say Castaway Cay. Castaway Cay, which is Disney's island.
Yes.
There are, the food doesn't necessarily come off of a ship. There are people that live there permanently. There's people that stay on that island.
Yeah, they have staff there. They have shops. They have all this kind of stuff. Yep.
Whereas this one is pretty much in the tomorrow morning before the passengers get off, a lot of crew members get off and take food and stuff and go and set things up.
So that means like the one waiter they currently have Billboard will be on the island.
We'll no longer have a waiter. So I wrote down some things. Yesterday started off with us doing our first shared why can't I ever think of the name?
Excursion.
We did our first
excursion.
Our first shared excursion, which was a snorkeling. We took
it
a,
was
it's a two site snorkeling. So we got onto a catamaran, captained by Captain Christian. And
Brody, the most I'm a surfer / catamaran mate name I've ever heard in my life. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. I'm Brody, dude.
It's like,
you know.
Do you think his parents knew when they named him Brody?
Maybe.
It's like we're dooming him to work on a catamaran in the Virgin Islands. And Ashley was the female.
Ashley, yeah.
So I don't know how to describe this. So we got on the catamaran and we were going to go to the first site. Like they were taking us to two different snorkeling sites, a shipwreck site and a Turtle Cove site. And we would spend some time in each one. It's a lovely catamaran, by the way. Captain Christian was super nice.
He was.
He was interesting. He was also very easy on the eyes, as was Brody. Very nice. And we did some snorkeling stuff, which I'm sure we'll talk about on the main show because there were some humorous stories there that we can talk about on the main show.
I saw a turtle.
Yeah, you saw a turtle.
I did see a turtle. So
the overachieving younger gays.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, the overachieving younger gays, Devin and Kevin. They I saw three. they saw three turtles.
Yeah.
The Anyway, so we did the snorkeling thing, but on our way to the snorkeling site, we had to go through a storm. So it was quite choppy.
They had to lash us down, you know, give us ropes and tie us
so
to
the... So not only rain, but there were huge swells that we were going through. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, my boyfriend, Zach, is not an easy traveler. He has to have Dramamine. He gets motion sick very easily. And as we first got on the catamaran, he's like, oh, I forgot to take my Dramamine today. So, of course...
And you were like, well, shit. Yeah.
So, needless to say, on the trip back to the ship on the catamaran, Zach got to hold the prized bucket.
You know, I've never seen someone throw up in a bucket until yesterday. Yeah. That was my first time.
I'm sure everyone next to him appreciated
it
that.
It was my first time.
So we went snorkeling, and then we came back to the ship, and we had a LGBT meetup, the second scheduled one for the
well, I had an unexpected LGBT meetup because you said
I thought the dinner was at 6.
You know, Mark and I are both kind of introverted and we don't do large groups generally, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we were not that we don't like people, we're just both kind of introverted and we, you know, you're like the life of the party. You're you're Julie, the cruise director. You know everybody's name. You're like, hey, girl, hey, you know, Daniel, because there's one Daniel. Hey, Mike, hey, mm-hmm. Peter, whatever their names are. Mm-hmm. And so you told us dinner was at 6.
And I thought it was.
And so we go downstairs and you're like, yeah, we'll meet in the ocean bar because we have a meet up there and we'll meet and then we'll go over to. So we came down. Mm-hmm. We were there at about 5:55.
Yep. You were there around the same time. Around
Big
the time
group
that,
of gays.
Around the time that I found out that dinner was actually at 7. And then you showed, I had no time to text you.
And then Bernie or whoever, John, I don't remember. So, oh no, dinner's at 7.
Right.
And so Mark and I we couldn't just turn around and leave because then we would look like assholes.
No, you would. He's like,
we're not going
to
hang out with these gay people.
You could have said, we were rushing to get here anyway. We need to, we need to go buy some Tanzanite. And you could have left.
And we sat there. We sat there for the hour, and mm-hmm. we were not very talkative with that large group. And everybody seemed to already have people they were talking to.
Yeah.
And so we were just kind of sitting there. Although I will say, David
from Budapest.
It also seems like he may not be the most outgoing sort of person. It's not like he was, because the first night you said, he was not having it or whatever. I think he just is more introverted and
I would like to point it. So the big large group of gays that were there, I would like to, now that you actually sat down with them for a little bit, I would like you to take back your statement that they're all retirees, because many of them are much younger than what it's like. Kevin and Devin,
the ones that you met last night for the first time, you're going to be having dinner with them at their assisted living after you get back to Florida.
Oh,
so.
No, that was very interesting. So I met a couple, Al and David, and they live in St. Pete, Florida, which is not far from where I live. And in fact, it's the same town that Bernie and John live in. But we were sitting down, and they were the first people to show up. And so we were chatting, and he's like, where are you from? And I was like, well, we live in Valrico, Florida, but originally I'm from Plant City. He's like, get out of town. I
live in Valrico as well.
No, they live in St. Pete. But he's like, I am from Plant City also.
Oh, you said you live in, okay.
And he was like, what's your last name? And I was like, Brewer. He's like, I know Dr. Brewer. And
you're
like,
oh my, of the famous Brewer?
And I was like,
you are a Brewer?
I was like, yeah, that's my dad. And it turns out he is an Edgeman, and I went to school with his first cousin, Alex Edgeman, who is my age that I went to school with. So it's like, that's mainly what we were talking about was Plant City and, you know, growing up there and everything. He's 91.
Yeah.
He's losing his sight, and he's an interesting guy. And so I got their information. I will probably go to dinner with them when we get back. Lovely people. So we had a really big meetup there, but other than the 91-year-old, most people are in their
Kevin
late,
and Devin
late
are in
40s.
Their 20s.
Yeah, Kevin and Devin are in their 20s. Most of the group is in like their early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we did that. And then we got to our Zach and my's only specialty dining for the trip, but your second specialty dining for the show. We went to the Pinnacle Grill. Someone had told me ahead of time that it's not like a traditional American steakhouse. It's more like a European steakhouse, which Europeans don't do steak as well as US. And I would have to agree with that. The steak was good, but it wasn't, I would have, you know, it wasn't like a grilled, you know, an oak grilled steak or whatever.
I enjoyed all the, to do on a cruise enjoyed all the food, but my filet had some sinew or something in it. And so it made it tough. And I'm not used to filet being tough. So I was trying to, and there was just some sinew or something in there that wasn't.
I had the Chateaubriand. So anyway, so Pinnacle Grill, we ate there. And then after that, we went and played some Monopoly card game.
Wasn't there something before that?
I think you guys went and saw the comedian.
Oh, yeah. We went to see the comedian. The comedian was good. We enjoyed the comedian. He was actually funnier in the second show, thought.
Okay.
Then the first one. We enjoyed it.
That's good. And then we played Monopoly until almost midnight. It was weird because the times were going back because we were shifting time zones again. So we had an extra hour last night. And
you insulted someone, but we could talk about that on Mix Minus if you want to.
And I realize now probably what he thought I was insulting him. He probably thought I was making fun of his man bun, which I wasn't. I was complimenting him on his hair.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated with guys that have really long hair. It's like, you know, how long did it take you to grow that? And it's like, I can't even get my hairdresser to let mine grow. He keeps cutting it all the time. So we did the Pinnacle Grill. This morning, I got up and ran.
You didn't run. I didn't run. I walked the 5K,
which is a charity they do here on board cause, on deck for a cause, all the money. From the entrance fees to that, which was $25, where you get a T-shirt, all of that went to Ukrainian direct relief organization. So that was fun. So we did that. Zach did that with me. Several of the gays also were there. Kevin, but not Devin.
We did not do it because I didn't want to.
Yeah. Okay.
And we went to the spa.
Okay.
So and that was lovely.
We did that, and then you went and played the bingo and did some winning.
Yeah, we won.
You won the bingo.
So there was a line, of course, to buy the cards.
Yeah.
And they had both tablets and they had just the regular paper, you know, whatever. Now, when we were on Royal, they ran out of the little daubers.
Oh, yeah,
but luckily they had the daubers.
And they had no pins.
Yeah, no pins.
Like, on Royal, it's just like, just on Royal, prick your finger and use your blood.
Yeah, exactly. They only had one tablet left when I got up there. So I got one tablet and then
You won on the tablet.
And we won on the tablet because the tablet was, I want to say, like 45 cards per color.
Yeah.
I mean, they had three rounds and it was 45 cards. And the tablet is great.
Yeah, because you don't have to
Because it does everything for you. It shows you everything that's on the screen. You can see, like, it shows you all the things that have been called. It tells you when you're one away. It, like, bling, bling. And then when you bingo, it plays music and does all this kind
of... It stands up and it says bingo. It's great.
But, yeah, I won. I won, and we had to share it with one other person, but we won $134.
Nice. Yeah. So I had told you at lunch that I was only down $80 for the week, and when we were waiting for the thing that we're going to talk about next... I was in the casino and I punched up my account. I was wrong. I'm actually up $50 for the week because because I was drinking last night. I'd forgotten that I had, I guess, won another $100 last night. So I've put in $200 of my own money. And at the moment, I'm like $22 ahead. So I was like, I have, you know.
So we're all ahead.
We're all ahead. We're all winning. We're winning. So we played, let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, so the next thing is today we went to the very final Betty Lou PowerPoint presentation.
So my phone's being very loud. So sorry.
We went to the final Betty Lou PowerPoint presentation, and this one was on the Caribbean.
Well, I don't remember. It was like Great Minds of the Caribbean or something like that.
Jimmy Buffett, it was Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway and Ian Fleming.
Yeah.
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 And I was falling asleep during that.
I feel like you slept pretty much the whole time. Just you woke up occasionally. Just
six-toed cat. What? And
yeah, exactly.
And so we did the final Betty. I noticed a disturbing thing about Betty Lou is again, her name's not Betty Lou. I just call her that.
Betty Ann.
Yes, her name's Betty Ann. she makes these announcements on the ship. Like, she doesn't do the cool channel thing, you know, the cool cruise director.
No, that's below her, but beneath her, Daniel.
All of her announcements, the majority of her announcements are upsells. Have you noticed that? It's like the majority of the things she talks about are things that you can go spend money on. Like this morning, there was the charity, the Ukraine charity thing that was happening.
Right.
She barely mentioned it. She was just like, oh, there's a...
You can do the charity walk on
deck,
and...
On Deck for a Cause event is happening on deck 3. And you can get Tanzanite in the stores. You know, it's like she immediately... And then, and for dinner, why not consider going to Rudy's Selmar restaurant? Like, which is an upcharge.
Well, right? You know, it's, you know, with the restaurants, it's the ones that don't have, aren't fully booked yet. And so they're trying to like get them fully booked. Yeah, she does. And, you know, I've never understood this, and I've said it a million times. Why do people go on a cruise and then want to buy a fancy watch
or purse
or like a diamond jewelry, ring or ten, like what? I mean, what is that? Like it must be a thing.
Duty free.
It must be. Come on.
That means you don't pay taxes.
I know.
So well, if you're buying $1,000 purse, that's even at 8% tax. That's a considerable amount of money.
I guess
that you're saving. Anyway, so I just noticed that she's like constantly upselling. All right, I feel like we've caught everybody up tonight. We are doing our today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We are.
Well, we saw a bar fight.
Oh,
but,
that's true.
But we, you know.
We don't know a lot of information, but we did witness it.
we were about to play trivia, which was a sports trivia.
It was in the middle of the trivia because we missed one of the questions.
And all of a sudden this older bald gentleman gets up this taller one.
Yeah, and a taller.
And he's
old
like, come on, hit me.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Yeah.
And they're like bumping chests. Like, you know, you see it in TV shows or movies, you know,
but
they actually bumped chests.
Yeah. You missed the BBC nature thing on stage yesterday, but it was like those two walruses that were, you know,
exactly,
fighting on the beach.
And
like,
one of the wives is crying.
I don't know what he's doing. And then security had to get called.
Yeah.
But no actual... blows. It was just
Hoping that they put the one guy off like on a life preserver and just like put him off the ship.
But do we even know who started it? It's like it could be.
No,
I have no idea. Mark was coming back with a drink and he was like, couldn't
he was
get
like, God, the drama's like, over here. But you know, the interesting thing was you would have thought.
Yeah.
See, I would expect that like on Carnival.
Yeah.
With young, testosterone-filled guys, you know, whatever, too much to drink.
Hold my walker.
These were like older guys, and a young guy broke them up.
Right.
I'm like, that's not what I would have expected at all.
Yeah, he's a big, muscular young guy, too. It's like, where'd he come from? It's like,
he's probably 13, Daniel.
That's true.
You don't want to assume anything.
Probably. All right. So tomorrow, like I said, we're at Half Moon Key. We're not recording again. Is that what you're saying? Because I feel like you've got 12 hours to kill on Saturday before your flight, and we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale. I feel like we could probably say one more final.
I mean, we can. I didn't think we were going to have.
Even if we record it on the phone and I'll post it when I get home Saturday night, whatever.
Sure, we can do another one.
I know people are just – Discord is filled with questions and comments.
I know. I mean, hundreds. We can't even get to all of them.
Hundreds of things in the Level 13 Discord there of asking us, you know, all kind of questions. We don't have time to get to the questions right now.
They're like, what? Yeah, You're on a cruise?
Yeah. They're just like, who are you again? What is this? Why are these – I got to make a pecan pie. Anyway, tonight's Thanksgiving. We're having Thanksgiving in the main dining room. It's dressy night. Are you going to survive? It's dressy night. Are you...
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I don't really want to wear my suit jacket again.
I mean, what you're wearing right now is fine.
No.
It's a collared shirt.
I think I'm going to change into one of the two button-up shirts that I bought.
Oh.
But I probably won't do a tie. I'll probably just do a button-up shirt. And
a jacket?
No jacket.
Nice. I bought a solid colored shirt with a collar so that I could wear my other jacket tonight. So yeah, I'll be wearing a new shirt.
I felt so constricted in the first one with my jacket on all night and I was hot. I don't know. We'll see.
Anyway, thanks everyone. Even, you know, if you get a chance, shoot us a message over on Discord. Let us know. You're still, you know what? We'll leave it up to you guys. Leave us a message in Discord if you
want
us
to. And remember, everyone, to be packed.
If you want us to.
Because disembarkation is on Saturday.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Make sure that you're ready to get off the ship. And why not consider buying some more Tanzanite?
Yeah.
Anyway, goodbye, Level 13.
Bye.